You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Body.
2. Be at home when you arrive.
If you must work, try to arrange it so you're home first.
3. Close. Sexy for your evenings at home.
4. Be interested in him and the things he does.
Shape up. Fun up. Tone up. With Debbie. Shape up. Fun up. Tone up. With Debbie.
How to shape up.
Six, bright smile of a morning coffee.
This paints a good mental picture of you for the whole day.
Seven, nice voice.
Keep it soft and musical, also a pretty laugh.
Eight, excess fat.
Kaboom!
Out and wear a bed cap.
12. A regular manicure.
13. A weekly pedicure.
Folks, that was The Cosmopolitans with a song called How to Keep Your Husband Happy. And that was released in October 1980, I believe. Wonderful, strange band, The Cosmopolitans. Now, I think I've saved that and kept track of that song as a reminder to, well, take a deeper dive into a Winnipeg group. Folks who moved here from the Netherlands, and they were a band called The Cosmopolitans, and they were like a pretty funny fixture on local public access TV. A friend turned me out to them, and I meant to find more music by them, but I didn't quite get all my research done. So I'll have to save it for next C episode. But this one was fun. I think that was a funny, somewhat satirical way of kicking off this program today. This C episode, Haggard Old Me, barely survived the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It was very hot, hellishly hot. But the music was great, and that was the main reason to get me through. I mean, music and community. We got through it together. But I'm going to try and do better for the rest of this season to showcase music by artists that I saw at the festival and enjoyed. Or just, they played there. Maybe I didn't catch them, but I plan on doing a lot more research after the fact. Because I did very little prep this year. I kind of just wanted to see music for the first time by almost all the artists I didn't know. And just sort of experience it first that way. and not form an impression based on the recordings, because sometimes they can differ greatly. Or sometimes you could set your hopes really high. You get hooked on a song or an album in particular, and then you go see them at a festival and they don't play a damn thing from it, which is fine. It's a choice, but it's happened to me in the past, and I think I just wanted a more of an open mind this year. And it paid off, so it's pretty nice. Yeah. So I'm going to play something up next by a band who I don't think they've ever been to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, but the song after that is by someone who was there. By that, I mean I'm going to play something from Cheap Trick off of their self-titled record from 1979, and the song's called He's a Whore, and it's incredible. There's just such an energy to it. I heard it on a different show on CKUW, Tawny the Brave, and really appreciate that host. He was also host at Folkfest. That's kind of my segue. just a solid host, both on stage and on the radio. So props to Tawny the Brave. Check that show out if you can. It's on weeknights. And anyway, he played the song, and I really liked it. And the one after that is by Cat Clyde, who blew some minds as well at Folkfest, particularly my partner, Leah's. It's a song called Wanna Ride off of her latest record that came out in, earlier this year. It came on March 16th. It's called Mud, Blood, Bone. And this is probably the wildest track on it, I'd say, if I may say so. It's a good time, and I think you're going to enjoy it too. After these two songs, a lot more C content. Like S-tier C content. That makes sense? Just good, solid music coming up real soon. So stay tuned to this episode of the Gash the Chrome Tinies.
Scream!
then, that was Wanna Ride by Cat Clyde. It rhymes. before that, He's a Whore by Cheap Trick. You're listening to a C episode of the Gash the Crumb Tinies. My name's Daniel, and I've picked some other fresh tunes for you up next that I hope you like. This next one is called Clams Casino by Cassandra Jenkins. And remarkably, the album does not start with the letter C. sometimes I try the whole triple threat thing where you get a song, an artist, and an album that all start with the same letter. It didn't quite happen this time, but Cassandra Jenkins, pretty cool stuff. Clams Casino. And then something that felt like it had a similar energy. It's a fairly new tune by Waxahachie and Courtney Barnett. Of course, it's Courtney Barnett's album. The album's called Creature of Habit that came out in March of this year, just like the Cat Clyde album, March 27th. And the song's called Sight Unseen. And yeah, I think these two will pair up nicely. After that, oh yeah, well, I don't know, don't want to get ahead of myself. After that, so many good songs. C is a hard one. All I could do is cut things that I couldn't fit, unfortunately. But we'll get in as much as we can. So here we go. Here's Clam Casino by Cassandra Jenkins.
Thank you.
Have it. That was Sight Unseen by Courtney Barnett featuring Waxahachie from Courtney's latest record, came out in March of this year, Creature of Habit. Before that, Clams Casino by Cassandra Jenkins, and I believe that one is a fairly recent release too. The record came out 2024 in July, so almost exactly 2 years ago. The record's called My Light, My Destroyer. Now we're going to take that kind of, I don't know if you'd call it alt country. It's not alt country, but it's that slide guitar leaning, guitar driven indie. And dial back a little bit. Same sort of feeling, but a little softer. And then you have Charlotte Cornfield. I feel like she'd be pretty good friends with Courtney Barnett. Maybe they've met. Don't know. Not entirely sure. But Charlotte Cornfield put out a hell of a record earlier this year. I'm a fan. I like it. It's called Hurts Like Hell. It came out on the exact same day as Courtney Barnett's record, because people just release records on the same day because record labels around the world. I love it. The record's called Hurts Like Hell. My favorite tune is probably this one I'm playing right here. It's called Number. And I also think it'll pair well with the second song after that by Caitlin Canty. It's a tune called Take Me for a Ride. That one's a little older, from her record Motel Bouquet. That came out in 2018, but still feels fresh to me, and I hope you like it too.
I feel differently about the way snow piles up on my doorstep now, like a little wall. We used to be friends. What happened to that? I never reached out and you never call. Another season in the city, another reason for it to pour. Maybe you don't have my number anymore. Salty boots in the hallway when our socks were damp. I'm numb now too.
cold hand flicking off the lamp. We used to get excited for the darkness, but what for? Maybe you don't have my number anymore. Like a little wall.
I said I would not go down this road again with you. I said we never. Where we're going, you know it's true. I said I got no use for a shiny car, but there you are. You take me for a ride. How can you hold me like you do? Left the cigarettes behind the counter, left the liquor on the shelf, and in the dark, a familiar spark, and there you are. Take
beautiful. That was Take Me for a Ride by Caitlin Canty off a record Motel Bouquet. Before that, Number by Charlotte Cornfield off her brand new record, Hurts Like Hell. Right now, you are listening to The Gash, The Crumtinies on CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg. Well, technically, Osborne Village is where our tower is located, but our station is located in the 4.5 floor of the University of Winnipeg. Right now, things are a little in upheaval, you could say, only physically. There are some renovations going on at the U of W, and we had to set up a satellite studio so that they could repair bathrooms and whatnot right above our studio. Didn't want to risk anything leaking through, I suppose, because that was already happening. So the programs you normally listen to on CKW may be a little bit, I don't want to say out of sorts, but some hosts have switched to being live all the time from our satellite studio, and some folks are just playing reruns, and then I'm kind of in the middle here. This is a pre-recorded episode. I'm recording it from home because I pretty much nailed a process from doing it from home. It's not podcasting. It's different, but I'm trying to give it the same sort of flair and feel of a live radio show and trying to do as little as possible to edit the things I say between songs, unless it's entirely boneheaded. And I'm hoping it's not too boneheaded in this episode because earlier on I was airing out some tarps in my garage and stood up too fast and hit my head on the corner of a metal rack holding up some winter tires. And the edge of it is blunt enough. It's not too sharp, but it almost looks like I have a slight like impact or puncture wound on my forehead. And I'm really hoping it doesn't linger because, you know, this is my moneymaker, clearly, because I'm on the radio, right? All that to say, what you're hearing today is not influenced by acute head trauma, but we'll see if there's any long-term standing effects. See, I'm already slurring my words. Well, maybe I'll just move on from petty complaints and get to some tunage. Sound good? Yeah? All right, cool. Okay, well, then I'm going to play two more songs. Two songs, yes. Not two more songs. Well, technically two more. This first band is called Cootie Catcher. Their whole band name is lowercase. They put out a number of records, but the one I really like has a song called Friend of a Friend. It just caught me. It came out last March, well, 2025. The record's shy at first. And the song is just catchy as hell. And nicely enough, Cootie Catcher is going to be in Winnipeg in about a month's time. They're going to be playing as a part of the Real Love Summerfest reunion show going down August 15th at Blue Note Park. Blue Note Park, right beside the Times Change High and Lonesome Club. Lineup's pretty banging so far. I mean, Cootie Catcher's from Toronto. They're joining Namdi from Chicago. A so far undisclosed artist with lots of question marks. Ooh. No, they did announce it. I don't know why that's pinned. They did update it. Okay, so there's Namdi, Cootie Catcher, Amos the Kid, solo act, Tofu Smell, Big Loser, French Class, Synthetic Friend, Animal Teeth. Animal Teeth! I forgot about that! And Real Love All-Star Band 2.0. Now, I may not be able to make it because of a bachelor party, or a bachelor and bachelorette combined party from Friends. But we'll see. We'll see what can be done. Maybe I'll see you there, maybe not. But yeah, it depends if you like the song. So here's Cootie Catcher with Friend of a Friend. And then after that, something pretty new from Crumb. It's a song called Genie, right here on the Gash of the Crumtinies.
Friend of a friend of a
me that.
Thank you.
Well, that was groovy as hell. That was Genie by Crumb. Before that, Friend of a Friend by Cootie Catcher. And in the previous segment where I was talking about the songs coming up and complaining about my very, very minor head injury, I talked too much. We're running out of time before I can play all the music, so I'm just going to run through these next few artists real quick and we'll get to the music. This next band's called Chinese Cigarettes, and they've got a song called Zipper that really zips my brain's sweater up. Makes sense? After that, Clothesline from Hell has a tune called Truest Sound. I only said it like that because the title of the song is all caps. And then something a little folkier and stringier, it's Caleb Elliott with Get Me Out of Here. You're listening to the C-Episode right here on the Gash Crumb Tinies. Enjoy.
Thank you. stranger calling your name. I saw you whisper to send him away. Am I the joker? Am I the king? Is there a difference when you're next to the queen? So strange to be slipping away. She knew me by name when I found her. So far to be falling from grace. Can't get into heaven without her. I find an angel by the river at night. I pull her close when she puts up a fight. She holds the secret to relieving my pain. Then doesn't know me by the light of the day. So strange to be slipping away. She knew me by name when I found.
Beauty. That was Caleb Elliott with Get Me Out of Here. Before that was Truest Sound by Clothesline from Hell. And then Chinese Cigarettes had a song called Zip It. We're going to close out the show with two dancier tunes. This next one is called Come Find Me by Caribou. And then something from Chicha Libre, played at the Winnipeg Folk Festival recently. And a song called Las Noches. Officially, it's by Los Mirlos and Chicha Libre. But it's a C episode, so I make the rules here. Okay. Have a good vibey week. If you're feeling these songs, stick around for Island Vibes. And even if you're not, stick around for Island Vibes. It's going to be fun. We'll guide you into the head. Take care out there.
sail upon.